He didn't bring the weather with him, but the mayor of Los Angeles, California, Antonio Villaraigosa, is in the house.
Mayor Villaraigosa back in Washington trolling for transportation dollars. The mayor tells KNX, L.A. leads the way when it comes to creative financing for infrastructure projects.
You know, our 3010 plan to accelerate transportation funding from 30 years to 10 is now going national. We're calling it America's Fast Forward. 104 mayors have signed on today. Tom Donahue, the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and Richard Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO, who are usually adversaries, are coming together in support of America's Fast Forward, and basically are going to say this is a template for the kind of infrastructure investment and a way to create a million jobs in the next few years.
It's a tough time to be asking for money. Republicans desperate to cut spending, but the mayor says he has the support of the Republican chairman of the Transportation Committee.
Both Democrats and Republicans are focused on the economy. So the reason why John Mica is supportive of expanding the TIFIA program, which is a transportation loan program, is because it's an inexpensive way to invest in jobs and infrastructure. They don't have to give us a grant. Usually they give us grants on an 80 to 20 basis. Cities, counties put up 20% and they put up 80. Here, we're putting up the money. They'll loan it to us so that we can put it up earlier rather than later, and then we have to pay it back.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told KNX this morning California might be in line for more high-speed rail money, money that would build systems mostly outside Los Angeles.
California has received more high-speed rail money than any place in the country because they have their act together, they have a good plan, and they're going to put thousands of people to work building high-speed rail.
But the mayor's confident LaHood has his back, too.
Ray LaHood, by the way, also supports this effort. Actually, he's given us a down payment on it, the $546 million loan. Remember, when people talk about 3010 and all of this as a pipe dream, we've already got a $546 million down payment. And cities across the country that are investing their own money are realizing this is a great way to leverage that money, get federal support at a time when there's a great resistance to increasing the debt and the deficit.
That's Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa from Washington.